think it's funny.
This is File 71, Cycle 2. Today's date is September 29th, 2017. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Christine Gilman, who is one of the head teachers at the Housatonic Child Care Center. She's going to talk about what she does during the day and all of the little ones that she takes care of. But first, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Christina Ann Gilman.
Is it Ann with an E?
No.
Plain. Good.
Plain.
All right. And you were born when?
1976.
In May?
May.
May 15th.
May 15th, 1976.
And your birthplace was New York?
Yes.
And your parents' names?
David and Rita Gilman.
And I know you have siblings.
I have lots of them.
Okay, let's go through the list.
So my sister is the oldest. Her name is Tanya. Then me. I'm number two.
Good.
Steven, then Jason, then Kenny, then Justin.
All right. And that's where you got your early childhood training.
Pretty much.
Taking care of the brothers.
Helping mom.
Good girl. Good girl. Your educational background is not early childhood, but art.
It is art.
Is it graphic art or?
It is. No, it's not graphic art, although I am interested in that and mm-hmm. would love to learn that more. But it's more freelance stuff that I do. I work with many different mediums, between acrylics, pastels, chalks, pencils, crayons.
Everything.
Everything you can think of.
Are you a naturalist, a cubist, abstract?
Abstract,
mostly.
Oh,
my.
But I don't always stick to one thing. I can use pieces from recycled materials and recycled art and art with nature, mm-hmm. so I'm just kind of eclectic and go everywhere.
That's wonderful.
Just bits of everything.
But that's wonderful because it sparks the imagination.
I agree. Since kindergarten.
Yep.
This is me. This is only me.
Yep. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I love it.
Good. And keep at it.
I'm trying.
I know. It's hard when you work.
It is hard because it takes the focus off and then you get too tired and you're like, oh, and then you don't have that time for that.
And you need a block of time.
Yeah, and which I actually stopped working on Fridays because it was the only day that I had the house to myself to be able to focus on my work.
You need it. You need it.
So it was a hard decision and financially it, you know, cuts back a bit.
Yeah. But you make sacrifices for your art.
Oh, yeah.
You need that because it's what sparks your interest and it's what keeps you going.
Keeps me alive, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I asked you before, you live in Otis mm-hmm. and you're working in Salisbury, Connecticut, so that's an hour drive.
It's an hour drive.
Is it worth it?
For now, it is.
but things are going to change in the future, perhaps.
I hope so. I mean, my goal at some point is to be able to work from home mm-hmm. and work with my art, be able to write my children's book, illustrate my books, sell them at some point in my life, you know, and focus mainly on that. Mm-hmm. But
it's not right yet.
Realistically, right now, it's just not.
And how long have you been at the Case of Child Care Center?
Almost 12 years. This October will be 12 years.
Oh, okay, that's your anniversary.
Yeah.
And who was the director when you came?
Lisa Harmon was the director.
All right. And you do toddlers. You do the two-year-olds?
Yep, I work with the two-year-olds, but I also help and work with the one-year-olds as well. I'm primarily the twos, mm-hmm. but the room is one room for toddlers. It's just divided by the gate. However, the ones will come over onto the two-year-old side and vice versa to visit, so we work with them.
Yeah.
Through.
And the maturity level would be slightly different, too. I mean, some of the ones are older than...
Yeah.
Okay. For motor skills, what kind of activities do you use for motor skills?
For motor skills, we have bikes for them, we have balls, we have we have little scooters that they sit on, which is really cute. We put little helmets on them. The little square scooters that you did in
yes.
gym class, remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have them scoot across the floor around some cones. We take them into the field, they go running, we go for walks. We have climbers for them, so they get a lot of gross motor in. And we have the basketball, a basketball net for them.
Do you work with fine motor skills, or is it too early?
Oh no. Every day is a fine motor skill. And every day that they do, that they're in.
What would you do for fine motor skills?
Some of the older twos are able actually to start using safety scissors.
Oh really?
Oh yes.
And oh.
You'd be surprised like how much they can just snip, and you're like, wow, you're doing great. You know, you're doing great. We've used little plastic tweezers for them to pick up pom-poms with, or the plastic clothespins for them to pinch.
Okay.
We encourage them all the time to use the spoons and the forks, the cups, to try to open their lids and close their lids. Zippers, they love using the zippers.
So
sometimes it's a little scary if you're wearing a sweater and they try to zip it up for you. You're like, don't pinch my skin, please. Because I've had that happen. It's like, you go ahead, practice that zipper. I'll take one for you.
Goodness.
Yeah, but every day is in for their fine motor. Just holding a crayon or a piece of chalk or a colored pencil. All of that. There's so much going on every day.
They aren't aware of it, but you
are. They're not aware of it, right,
But you are, because this is what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Social skills. I know you do a lot with social skills.
We do. Encouraging them to use their words every day, express their feelings, their emotions, and we say it out loud. When they're feeling a certain way, we express it out loud so they understand what it is they're feeling. And having little conversations at the tables, during story times and stuff, so reading books, all that sparks all that social stuff, and encouraging them to play with each other. It's great they have their time to play alone as well, but we also encourage them, invite your friends over. It's great. It's nice for you to say hello. It's nice to say goodbye or please and thank you, and maybe ask your friend if they would like to play with you, roll the ball with you. And so we get that socialization going. And some kids will get attached to one person, but it's good to have them do some one-on-one with another person, another teacher, so that they get that social interaction as well, not just with the one, which is important, however, but it's good also to be comfortable with the other grown-ups in the room and stuff,
because different people react differently.
Yeah, they do.
And you need to have the skill to know what somebody else is expressing, or somebody will react differently to what you're used to.
Yeah.
Which is good. For safety measures, what do you teach them for safety measures?
For safety, we do talk to them a lot about, especially with the doors. Doors is one thing, because they always want to open the doors. Mm-hmm. I want to do it, that's nice that you want to do it, but you're in school, so just, teachers open the doors. Who opens the doors? Teachers. And this is why, how many times they pinch their fingers in the doors, and people are coming in and out, and strangers, and all that, all of it. And so that we talk to them about, sitting at the table properly, so that they're not tipping their chairs back. That's always fun when they tip their chairs back, and then they go, it's like, okay, we're not going to do that again, are we? No. Okay, that's important.
Oh, yeah.
We do talk to them. We do fire drills every month, so that is very important. They get scared from the sound. Some kids, actually, they're okay. Some kids are, but talking to them beforehand, showing them pictures and pointing out where the exits are, the signs and everything, explaining this is what happens. It makes a loud sound, you're going to be scared, cover your ears, but this is what we're going to do. So explaining the things about the safety, modeling, and I've modeled plenty of times when they're running around inside the classroom, I'll run, pretend they fall and get hurt, ow. Am I supposed to run inside? No. Where do you run? Outside, yes. What do you do inside? Walk. So modeling them also at times is helpful to help them learn about safety.
How about hygiene?
Hygiene, they have to wash their hands when they come in. The parents, normally at drop-off, the parents have to walk them to the sinks, wash their hands before they can come play.
Ah.
So, yeah, take all the germs from home and in the car ride and everything, put them in the sink, and then you can come play. Before they eat, when they come in from the playground, diaper changes, they need to wash their hands. If they're learning to, and some of them can do it, to wipe their own nose with the tissues, they try anyways, and you help them anyways, but tell them, okay, now you need to wash your hands. Okay. So that,
do they ever come with handkerchiefs anymore? Or is it always tissues?
No, it's just tissues. Yeah.
Which is supposedly more sanitary.
I guess so. It depends. Depends on if they remember to wash their hands afterwards.
That's true.
What do you think about it?
That's true. Can you give me a general idea of your daily routine? When they come in, what do they do first? What do they do second? That sort of thing.
They first, when they come in, they put their stuff away, wash their hands, and then they get to, we have free play from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock. So the toys will be set up and arranged in a way where, you know, it entices them to come over to it. There'll be either an activity set up or an art project set up or some kind of sensory thing set up that they can go over to. Either we've had water play in the morning, we've had the rice table open, we've had goop, which they love to play with, which is just cornstarch and water.
Yeah.
It's the best stuff. Play-Doh. Today, this week, we're doing the five senses, so I have a huge bin of all different sensory things for them to feel. Sticky things, smooth, soft, all that fun things for them to play with. Water bottles that have like leaves and little sequins in it for them to shake up, stuff like that. So that's up until then, and then we have morning snack. Sometimes we will do circle time. It's not always, we don't always have circle time. I mean, we did it regularly, but it's, I was told from different classes that I've taken that it's not really age appropriate to have a circle time and like a time period. Like, don't have all the kids sitting down for 15, 20 minutes for toddlers. That's not.
It's too long.
Right, it's not ideal. So, if the kids want to come and listen to circle, they can. If they want to go do something else, that's fine. If they want to play or.
What do you do with circle time? Do you read a story to them?
We read books. We do a lot of songs and finger plays with them. And they do really like that. And then we get them up and moving at times, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they jump up and down, or if you're happy and you know it. And they follow the routines and everything. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff we could do. They also learn we try to show them shapes and colors before they go to wash their hands. Even just hold it up. Can you tell me about this? What color do you think this is and stuff? And sometimes if they get it wrong, that's fine.
Oh,
it's blue. It's blue. Thank you. You may go wash your hands, you know. And it's just so that they start learning and it catches on. They do catch on to it.
Yeah.
Even their letters. We've done their letters.
Oh, really?
The beginning letter for their names. And that does catch on with them. And then after morning snack, we do all the diapering, toileting, potty training. And then we try, if it's beautiful out, any day that's nice, outside. We're going to live outside for a while.
For
as long as possible. And in the winter times, if we cannot, we do take them outside if it's, you know, if it's
not
below freezing, then we don't take them out. But we have a tumble room that's all padded mats on the floor. And we have the, you know, like the thick tumble cushions that we set out, and they can climb on those to burn their energy and just play in there for a little bit instead of if it's too cold to go outside or if it's raining, you know. But we do, in the wintertime, we do bring a lot of snow inside for them to play with for sensory. And then after that, 11:30 rolls around, it's lunchtime, They eat. We have conversations at the table.
Do they bring their own lunch?
Or? They do. All their snacks and their lunches, they bring from home.
Okay.
The preschool room is a little different. They have their own snack program, but not in the toddler room. And then after lunch, it's toileting, it's diapering, and then 12:30, it's nap time. It's the best time of the day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, then
I missed my nap today.
I wish I had one. I wish I had one.
Oh, dear.
I could have used one. But they sleep pretty well. A lot of them will fall asleep by 12:45. Some of them take by 1 o'clock to fall asleep, which really isn't that bad.
No.
And
no,
they'll sleep. Today we had to wake up
a couple.
At 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is the cutoff. That's it.
Okay.
It's up after 3, you know, and then we have afternoon snack around 3:15. And then the rest of the day is pretty much free play. It's back outside if it's nice, or if some of the kids are really into what they're playing with, okay, then give them time to play. They need that play time.
Oh, yeah.
And if a child didn't get to do an art project or an activity that we had planned, they have the opportunity in the end of the day to do it. And they learn to clean up. They have to help clean up with the routines, clean up the toys, put things away. Outside, they need to help clean up the toys. And they like to help cover the sandbox with the big
tarp.
We have a big, like a tarp type thing. They do like to help with that. And that's their day.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
It's a very busy day. One of the things that Blair said was it was very intense.
It can be. It can be very loud, especially when you've got one kid not feeling good, or mom just dropped off another one, so one is crying, then another one chimes in, and then one just fell and hit their head and is like, oh my.
Yeah.
It gets very loud at times.
Playground equipment. What do you have for the playground?
We have a sandbox. We have a little basketball net. We have two different climbers. One climber is just it's kind of a smaller one, but it's got the little ladder and then the slide. The other climber is a little bit bigger, so it's got the stairs that come up. It's got a little pathway. And it has a little window. It's got a ship steering wheel, the ship wheel. I don't know what it's called. A little telescope, and that one has a slide too. And they can crawl underneath both of the climbers. And in the smaller climber, there's these big holes, which are, it looks like Swiss cheese.
Okay.
Which is fun because they can crawl through the holes to get in and out from under the climber, which is great for their gross motor, too.
And I think you told me that you can only have 8 toddlers at a time, and you divided the playground so that you've got the 2 playgrounds so that you can do the...
We did. It was always only allowed to have 8, and then we just recently were able to use money to put the fencing up. Now we can have 16 toddlers on the playground.
What's the surface of the playground? Is it grass or is it...
It used to be grass.
It used to be grass. Is it
mowed down by the kids? There's grass and spots of it. There's a lot of sand now from them dumping out all the sand from the sandbox. Plus we moved the sandbox, so whatever was left over there is all in there. There's wood chips only in the areas where the 2 climbers are. That we had to have per DPH. And we have an infant maze, too, which is it's not very big, but it's got a little tunnel. It has...
It's an infant what?
It's called an infant maze for the little ones to just crawl into the tunnel, and it's got little beads on the side that they can hit, and they'll spin. The kids like to climb up on top of the tunnel part and sit there and pretend they're on a train. Yeah.
Okay.
And we also have a dramatic playhouse out there as well. And the kids like to which is great. They like to practice balancing. They'll walk along the top of the sandbox on the sides there, but we do have a balance beam that's broken up into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So we on a rope that's attached to a rope. So we take that out, and they do pretty well with it. It's not very high. No, it's not very high at all. But it's just something for them to practice their balance, mm-hmm. which is great. Their eye and hand, you know, the coordination part of it. It's good.
And you have a music man that comes in twice a month?
We do. Tom Hanford. He comes and he's been coming.
Hanford? I think so.
He's been coming since I started. I think he's been coming since before I started there. So it's been, you know, him for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's great. He was just here on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And got the kids all going. And it's nice to hearing him sing. Like, he does his normal routines, but this past Tuesday, the way he was singing, it felt like more of a performance, and it was really cool to hear his voice, because the kids mimic that.
Oh, sure.
His singing, and it was pleasant to hear that, and the kids get going with their tones and stuff. They follow with the blubber tones, and he'll do stop, start, little things with them, like jumping up and down, and then stop, and then they all stop.
Okay.
So he gets them up and moving. He has baskets of instruments he brings in, and they just dive in. He just dumps them, and they dive in.
Okay. All right.
But he's pretty good. And actually, Miss Molly from here, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. She comes, and she reads to the toddlers and the preschoolers up until... No, she does it throughout the winter, too. She'll come through the winter, too. Because the kids came here a couple times. They walked here. We've never really brought the toddlers to walk here to listen to her stories. But they did twice. But most of the time she comes to us. Yeah. She'll bring puppets and she'll bring little things and get them up and moving, too. Some finger play songs and...
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah, oh. She does lots of stuff with them, which is nice.
And how about field trips?
We just went apple picking.
How did that go?
It's always busy. Any field trip with toddlers is going to be busy.
Oh, yeah.
It went well. We got there. We take the bus. One of the buses has little safety seats for the kids. We don't put their car seats on. It's a flap that folds down, and mm-hmm. it's got the harness on
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So they ride in that, we went for a hayride. They got to pick apples. They ate their apples. And that's that. And then we'll go pumpkin picking in October. In the summertime, we go to the Grove. We go swimming. It's great for them.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a wonderful facility.
Yeah. It's, you know, we've been going to the Grove for years
mm-hmm.
with the kids. And they always enjoy it. It's a lot of work for an hour and a half of when you have little ones.
Yes, it is. It's very intense because you really do have to watch. And your ratio is what, 1-4?
It's 1-2.
1-2.
When we're at the beach.
We're
at the beach, it's 1-2. In school or on field trips, it's 1-4 for toddlers.
Mm-hmm. All right. What haven't I asked that I should? What have I missed?
That's pretty much our day. We have fundraisers every year. You know, we've done book fundraisers. We've done photos for a fundraiser. Right now we're doing pies. We've done pies before in the past. We've done Yankee Candle fundraisers. The Big Rig is always...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's one of our... biggest
because the kids could come to that one.
Yeah, this past one that we did, I felt was better than the ones we've had in the past, because we actually had a DJ this year.
Ah.
And he was great. He played, like, the best selection of music, just wonderful. That I've heard DJs play mm-hmm. and things. I was like, wow, he's really good. Maybe I'll hire him for my wedding. But, yeah. But it was fun. Sometimes you can dread doing these things, you know. But this one was good. Was actually fun.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Christine.
You're welcome.
It's been very educational for me.
That's great.